Good evening and welcome to Shed Sessions. This is the 31st time I'm saying that inside the shed. And there's been a couple of live shows where there were two bands on each show. So this would be the 35.
36 is my lucky number.
Well, then it's 36 for you. And I am...
35 is mine. I have no memory of being 36.
Neither do I. I am delighted to welcome a stripped-down version of the Deadbeat Apostles. And I never thought I'd be able to say that because I'm a big fan. I've seen you perform a few times. There's always been a lot of fun involved when I've been at your gigs. And I'm just so happy to welcome you into the shed and also really excited to hear these stripped down songs that you've prepared for us. It's really exciting, actually, when we do these sessions to hear songs in a different way. And to hear them first here is a real treat. So thank you so much for joining us. And how was your day, Gary?
It was stressful until I got here, and I had a sandwich along the way. I went to Tesco's, which is good. I had cheese and onion, very nice. So yeah, got a lot better. Then I got here in a lovely shed, nice. But yeah, it's a good day.
That's really good to hear. A sandwich always helps.
Yeah, it's I always find a sandwich always helps. And you're getting the right crisp combination as well. It's really, really important.
Do you put the crisps into the sandwich to get that extra crunch?
Yeah, I have particular crisp for sandwiches as well. I like Wotsits in cheese and onion sandwiches, for example. And salt and vinegar, they go quite nice with egg and mayo.
Wow, very cool. That's nice. I wonder what Jamie Oliver would think. Who cares?
Nobody cares. Yeah.
And Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, no, really happy to be here. It's nice for you to ask us along. So, really looking forward to it. Day's been a little bit miserable, as I have been of late with the rain and whatnot, but good to go.
Yeah, it has been raining a great deal. There's a sign up at South Park saying sorry about the damage from firework night because they carted in all those pallets to burn.
Oh, yeah.
And they churned up all the mud. And on the sign that they've put up there, it said, and due to the wet weather, we haven't been able to go in and repair it. And somehow that the wet weather is a result of our changing climate. But I don't want to go into that. That's depressing.
Sorry.
But there's a lot of rain. There's a great deal of rain. And Shell, how are you doing?
I am fabulous. I had pickled onion Space Raiders today. I couldn't eat the whole bag. I know. I've got a new job, and there's a news agent that's right by it, and they sell rib and saucy knickknacks and Space Raiders pickled onion.
What would you put them in a sandwich with, Gary?
Cheese and tomato. Cheese and tomato sandwich. Yeah, that's one step.
Funny enough, I had cheese and tomato for lunch. Yeah, but no, I'm good. Thank you, Warren. It's lovely to be here, and we feel, it's really nice to be invited, and it's one of the best places I've ever been in. I want to stay here forever.
It's the coolest shed in the world.
Can I be your shed lady?
Well, after you said that, you can visit anytime you like. Thank you so much.
I love a session and I love a shed.
Good. Well, you're in the right place.
What's in your shed? What's in your shed? Pictures and treasures and the books that we read. What's in your shed? What's in your shed?
Earlier this week, I went with my son up to the woods, just up the hill, and we live in a suburban area, so it's quite weird that there's woodland. But the reason there's woodland is because there's a stream that runs down and the land is quite boggy and marshy. I think they call it a fen. And my son said to me, can we go deer stalking? And I said, what? In Botley, deer stalking. All right, let's go. And he said because he walked through there the other day on his way home from school and he spotted a deer. And we went up there, this was on Sunday, and walked through the woods and he was saying to me, we can't go into that fen area because that's where they are and we'll scare them. We have to go around the side. And we went around the side and he looked down at the hoof prints in the ground and he was telling me that these are fresh because there's no leaves blown into it. And he was quite accurate. And we came around past some fallen trees, and then these two deer were standing there staring right at us.
Oh, wow.
We were so excited. I couldn't believe it was real. And I was looking, going, what? And then I looked at Ralph and I said, like, is this, those are them? And he said, yeah, they're there. And they were looking at us. And we spent a few minutes just staring at each other, the deer and us were looking at each other. And eventually they darted off. And then I looked around and I looked at all the branches. They're quite bare at the moment. Some have a few little buds on, trying to get ready for spring. And I was looking and thinking, it kind of fills me up, you know, when I see all these shapes and colors and textures, and you can feel the air is different. And I figured I get that feeling when I listen to music. It's somehow music and nature do the same things to me. They fill a gap. They fill a space. And I'm so happy I went deer stalking and I realized that. And then I realized you can take music with you anywhere. So if you're in a bleak place, you can stick music on and it kind of brings something from the universe, I suppose, some soul, I guess. Yeah. And this is what I'm looking forward to tonight. I'm so, so happy that I get to do this and I'm so happy you're here. And
we're going to bring the rain and the storm.
Oh, exciting. And I'd love to hear your first song.
All right, well, we're going to do, basically, we decided tonight to do a bit of a history of the Deadbeats, of where it's come from, where we've come from, where we're going to go to. And this was off our first EP, and it's called Pilgrim's Dreams. And it's about a trip that Shell and I took to New York. It's pretty much a documentary of that, really, kind of a diary of that whole thing. So, yeah, Pilgrim's Dreams.
You ready?
Yeah.
May I speak easy? I've got to get it off my chest. A call out corner, drive to a village way out west. When that wind whips down that old East River, frozen tears in your eyes. Don't know too much about liberty. Pilgrim's dreams are shining in the midnight skyline. We're down on Lafayette. Dr. Jones ain't in his loft. Oh no. Searching for heroes and try to drink the blue notes up. Oh yeah. When that wind whips down that old East River, frozen tears in your eyes. Don't know too much about liberty. Pilgrim's dreams are shining in the midnight skyline. Well, there's a blue mood over Bank Street.
Hey, mister, can you spare a dime?
Good night, say gentle.
What's that white horse riding by?
Oh, break that ice off that old Hudson River while the snow falls from the sky. Don't know too much about liberty.
Pilgrim's dreams are shining in the midnight skyline. Pilgrim's dreams are shining in the midnight skyline. Thank
you. That is fantastic. What an opener. That's magnificent. And this is off your album called Prequel.
Yeah.
You released that in October 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And you released two albums that year, which is incredible. But there's so many things I need to ask. But the first thing is, tell me about that trip to New York. I mean, I know that was 2016. And
Yeah. We were there in January 2016 for Mike's one of Mike's birthdays, and David Bowie died when we were over there, and it was amazing. It was snowing, it was so cold, everywhere played Bowie. So it was quite special. We went to his apartment, didn't we?
Yeah, and all the flowers and everything outside. We heard the doorman at the hotel was literally saying about David Bowie died. Yeah. And we were like, well, where does he live, sort of thing. He told us where it was, so we just went down there. It was great.
Yeah, it was really special.
But it was nice to be there.
It was really sort of the beginning of the Deadbeats. So we were a lot more country when we started, and Gary sort of came on board around that same time. It was a very different time for us, but it's that song kind of means a lot.
That song, out of all of
means
them,
the beginning.
Kind of stuck around a little bit, still fun to do. So when you're kind of just progressing, that's all you can't. All we want to do as a band is kind of just keep going forward.
It's all one would do sat around the table.
Yeah. So it's rare to look back at one, but that one's still great.
We love to sit around the table. I mean, it's great.
Sitting around the table, cool.
Yeah.
Watch us.
No, we do. And a bit of a, you know, sing song.
Yeah.
The old Joanna.
Yeah.
Well, there's, you say heroes in that song. Is that a reference to Bowie? Is that?
I'm a massive John Lennon fan, so for me it was immense just to go around like all the places, obviously the Dakota and Central Park and all that, but West Village and East Village, where he kind of spent some time. So there's a line in the song "Blue Mood over Bank Street" because he stayed in one of the Moody Blues loft flats was the first place they stayed in. So it was that, and then all the other people, you know, going to CBGBs or standing outside where it was, and all of the heroes there, and then Bowie on top of that. So it's like
we went to the Blue Note, didn't we, the jazz bar, which was phenomenal, and it was a massive queue. We never thought we'd get in, and we didn't. It was amazing. It was just exactly like you'd see in the movies, you know, which is great about so many parts of America. But that was really special, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a really nice time. It's like,
yeah.
And nice to have it written down like that, because I'm terrible at remembering things.
Yeah, it's an amazing record of that time and that place when you were there. What an amazing song. I think it's brilliant.
Thank you.
And you've been really, really busy. So 2023, how did you manage to do two albums in that year? Was it just a really productive time for you?
No, it's pretty cool. Basically, Spotify, and we had a big back catalogue of songs, and some of them were good and some of them weren't so good. And we decided to get the best of everything we'd done before our latest album, get rid of all the not so good stuff, and release it as an album called Prequel, because this is where we were. This is before we got to that album. It was just coincidental they came out at the same time. We recorded those songs years ago.
Well, they sound great together. It's a lovely collection. I've enjoyed listening to it very much, and then going straight from that into the Deadbeat Apostles, which is your next album you released that month of that year. And I believe we might hear two songs from there at the end of this set.
One of them's on... No, not now. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. It'll be the next one and the one after that. So, yeah. It's been nice. I mean, the year's been for us, because we've sort of changed the lineup, changing a bit of direction as well. So that album and Prequel was pretty much just us putting a flag in the map and sort of saying, right, that's where we've been. And this is all about where we're going to go later on, hopefully.
Very, very exciting. You can sit around a table at a pub.
Yeah, you can.
That's the whole point of a pub.
Yeah, people
it?
Don't like you singing, though. It gets on their wick.
Unless it's a open mic thing or... Yeah.
Even then.
Well, I'm sure they'd let you lot sing happily.
We've always had an open mic.
I'd love to hear your next song.
Okay, so this is called Viva la Evolution.
Well, it's a crying shame. Kids that dig got no respect for nothing.
exercise your rights. No one expects a Spanish Inquisition. Sweet little lies, big enough to set this world on fire. Taxi air that you breathe. We need more funds to feed our monster. Can you spare any change? The house is full and we'll need a little shelter. Got a list full of names. Line them up, line them up. Viva la evolution. Well, you've had your say. Just do it for the people. Leave or remain. We're caught in the natural world order. You prey on the weak. Separate and then divide and conquer. You are the meek. And I'm afraid that you inherit nothing. Can you spare any change? The house is full of will. Need a little shelter. Got a list full of names. Line them up, line them up. Free all of evolution. Every time I see what I can't have, it's like
showing a
every time I see what I can't have, it's like
inequality.
Well, you don't get no second chance. Don't give a fuck about your circumstance. What they want, the panties off of your ass. Yeah. Can you spare any change? The house is full of will. Need a little shelter. Got a list full of names.
Wow, thank you.
Wow, wow, wow. That's a cool song. There's a lot of...
Oh, we're angry, Warren.
Yeah, and I know why. Because of that Brexit thing.
Yeah, wow, yeah. That and a lot of other things.
I thought that wasn't as bad as it was going to get.
No one's going to admit it now, are they? Well, no. The ones that wanted to stay will say that. The others, no. I don't want to get into it because it makes me sad. And the Night Shift magazine said the Deadbeat Apostles are angry political dressed up to the nines. I'll get the angry and the political part from that song. And dressed up to the nines, it's always wonderful to see Mike, especially with your amazing shirts and your belt and your boots. And it's just like you've really taken care in how you present yourself to the audience. And
I changed 9 times for this.
And no one's going to see it. They'll just rely on me describing it. But yeah, the band always looks great on stage. And I think performing is a big part of what you do. Can you tell me a little bit more about the performance aspect of things? So what it means to you as a band and as an art form, I guess. It's part
massive,
of it.
Massively important. So yeah, I was brought up at sort of like doing theatre and was always the one doing public speaking, and that idiot at school that was like, you know, always wanted to just be on stage. I've always wanted to do it. And I suppose that kind of the performance side of music has always been a massive interest to us. Mike was singing country songs to his mum's friends when he was a little toddler, and they'd get him in and get him to perform. What was it, Neil Diamond? Or not Neil Diamond. Kenny Rogers? Don Williams.
Don Williams.
Yeah, Don, who we went to see live at the Pavilion with his mum, which was
Palladium. Palladium,
yeah. Great, yeah. That was amazing. But yeah, no, it's massively important, Warren. We love the show, and, you know, I don't think sometimes people, you sort of stay clear of that kind of thing, but we love showing off.
Yeah, I like you to know, show
it,
off.
We like
it is great pretentious for the audience never. Too. Me as an audience member, I love it. I love watching a band. And I suppose even if a band's not doing much of a show with what they wear and the lighting and so on, I always find something that I like. But when people dress up and move around a lot, it makes it easier for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
there's too much.
We've always been very, very much visual as well, you know, like with the documentary and the videos and sort of having our stuff recorded. We've always loved the visual element of, you know, of music and art, and it's something that we've kind of grabbed onto and just made a bit of a meal out of
it. We might as well share it, right?
Of course, if you got it, share it. Yeah. It's really, I think it's really important too. I think it's, you know, it's not just standing up on stage. You're telling a story by the music and the way you look and your promotional materials and your just everything else around it can be a lot of fun. And
yeah.
I see that with your band. You've got the Day of the Dead Beats coming up, which we'll chat about in a bit, but the poster, the flyer for that is really cool. I like that.
Yeah, trouble is, because Alex, our drummer, has done all our posters. We've been putting them up, you know, promotion and all of that. And like most of the places I've been past recently, they're all gone.
Someone's had them away. Everyone wants them.
Thing is, it's because they're too good, but I think that it's because people hate us. That's
no
a difference in our personality. But yeah, no, we're really lucky that, as I say, that kind of visual element. We've been really lucky to have Alex because he's so talented. And yeah, we've had a lot of fun with that kind of thing.
But then also, I mean, it's a big Oxford thing, really. It's one of the great things about the Oxford scene. It's always got a collaboration with artists and other people, you know. That's one of the reasons I love it.
Of course, it's a really rich music scene, and it's so exciting to see bands like you where, like I said, there's just so much to take in. There's a lot going on, and I love it. I absolutely adore it, and I take my hat off to performers who are willing to go out there and dress up. And
we don't mind making a fool of ourselves, Warren, as you can probably see.
Never.
It's just when I've got to go to the cash point or go to the newsagents and get something. It's like, yeah, don't mind me.
I think music. There's you know, it's you know, even Jim Morrison and the Doors. You know, he kind of had that. You know, the theatre of the absurd and sort of like there was a lot of that kind of mockery and flamboyantness and drama. That's kind of behind a lot.
And Gary's just absurd.
You know, if you can't have a bit of fun, then what's the point?
Well, exactly. And for the listeners, the shirt you're wearing, Mike, that's leopard print. I know the spots are not. See, people get confused and think it's cheetah,
but it's
a leopard.
Yeah.
Or it could be a jaguar. I don't know, but that's leopard to me.
Yeah, I'd say leopard.
It's
yeah.
stunning, and it's got
it's
a
velvet like, too.
Oh, can
Feel
I touch that?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, you got to rub it up the right way, not the other.
If you rub it down the wrong way, well, then I'm involved.
But that's cool. I like it. And go for it. And people in the shops won't mind because, I don't mind. Whenever I see someone dressed up and looking amazing, I think, nice one. You're making our world more interesting.
I'm always a hit with the old ladies and the doctors. Oh, I do like the colour of your trousers.
What colour were they?
They were bright red.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Well, I'm just keen to hear another song. I hope I'm not rushing through this, but this is so much fun.
It's in Smartville.
This is called
No, it's not.
What? All the glitz?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my mistake. You need your doodah.
We're going to take it down. Don't you worry about my doodah.
Oh, yeah, all right. So this one, this one's off of the album, The Deadbeat Apostles. It's called All That Glitters. All the glitters is really gold. My mind is broken. My body's getting old, and I've got nothing, but I've got you. I'm the richest man alive,
Your love will pull me through. And why should I apologize when all I touch just turns to stone? I still bleed when you cut me. The truth is carved into my bones. I'm not looking for redemption. You can't take away my pain. It's the hurt that keeps me breathing. I ain't hiding from the shame. And all the glitter can barely shine. My body's aching, losing my mind. And I've got nothing, but I've got you. I'm the richest man alive. Your love will pull me through. Why should I apologize when all I touch just turns to stone? I still bleed when you cut me. The truth is carved into my bones. I'm not looking for redemption. You can't take away my pain. It's the hurt that keeps me breathing. I ain't hiding from the shame.
Thank you.
Wow, that sounds great. And Gary G-Bomb, can I call you G-Bomb? I didn't just make that up. I know that's what,
I made
that's
that
what
up.
He's called. You made
yeah,
that up.
Yeah, it was the best day of his life.
He went home and told his wife, can you call me G-Bomb?
She said, do one.
That's amazing. So the guitar is sounding beautiful, the acoustic guitar. What's it like stripping back the arrangements or changing the arrangements for this session?
Thank you very much. It's sort of stuff I've done in the past. I used to play in a band called The Great Western Tears, and that was very acoustic. So it's kind of been nice to look at this stuff and start playing acoustic again after playing electric. There was only a few songs that were going to work, really, weren't there?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's nice to go back and, yeah, just find the song again in the acoustic. And if it works on an acoustic guitar and vocal, you know it's a good song, do you know what I mean? But, yeah, it's been really fun.
Great, and it does work. The guitar stands out beautifully in that. And the Mike, did you write the lyrics to this one? Quite a personal song.
Yeah, I mean, this one's sort of a bit about, you know, getting older and what do you do with that, I suppose. And, yeah, just what, how you, yeah, getting older as a guy, I think. That's what that one's about. Just the struggles I've had, like most of us have with that as well.
It's also about having people around you that are really special, that when things get shite, you know. Am I allowed to swear in it? Yeah, motherfucker!
You may as well go the whole way. Yeah. That, when I hear that song, it reminds me of The Wrestler, the film The Wrestler.
Oh, yeah, yeah, what a movie.
Yeah. Oh, that's film. Great. Yeah.
And I was thinking it would be so lovely. You like that whole visual aspect, but imagine this song was on a soundtrack to a film like that. Can you imagine, like,
that's our dream.
Someone walking
Can we get Killer Kowalski to do that?
Don't
we
know.
Need the Polish wrestler guy.
No, that
we?
Is our dream. We've always said we need to just, you know, to get picked up on a soundtrack would just be the best.
Well, we're at Bond thing, man.
Actually the next one.
That's coming up. But that song is really good, and it is very visual for me. I can see, I don't know if it's because I instantly related it to that film, The Wrestler, where Mickey Rourke is a bit down and out. He's not as strong and fit as he used to be. But it's so...
That's about it. That's about it, Warren.
That's the only... I mean, that's a certainty. We're all going to get old. We're all going to die. It's just how you deal with it along
absolutely.
The way.
Yeah.
Great song. Love it. Love it so much. I love, like, your own story, your personal side of it coming through. It's like a way of dealing with something and then helping other people to deal with their stuff too, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I've always thankfully been quite lucky that I've been able to write. So that's always been an outlet for most stuff in my life, good, bad and ugly. A lot of it ugly. But still, it's nice. And it is kind of a little diary. It's a memoir, really, I suppose, over a period of time. I think that's how I use it anyway.
Well, it's perfect. And I always think musicians are so generous to share those personal stories with people. And it's a real, it's wonderful to have you here sharing that in a different surrounding too. And Shell, you were playing some keys, but with a pipe, you're blowing air through that?
Yeah, no, I used to do that years ago. I got up to grade 4 in piano, and much to my dad's dissatisfaction, never did anything with it. And I've been playing a bit of keyboards in the last sort of 6 months, but we've got a new keyboard player now. So Mike and I can be up the front, gurning at everyone in everyone's faces. But yeah, that I just suddenly thought we had that in the cupboard. It took us about 4 weeks to actually find it underneath loads of other stuff.
I saw that yesterday.
But we wanted a bit of a Godfather kind of feel.
Well, yeah,
it's a very sad sound, isn't it?
It's lovely, and it was brought in at just the right moment. You've clearly practiced this arrangement. It was really, really nice to see.
Around the table.
Good, good, very good. I was going to ask you about Deadbeats TV, thinking about the whole visual side of it. And I watched the documentary, what's it called, On Record? On Record.
Yeah.
I watched it last night, and it was late, so it was probably a good time to watch it because the nighttime is magical and mystical, and it's, I don't know, it's just different. And I watched June beforehand because I want to go see the second June. And then I was really tired, but I thought, no, let me give this a go. And it was so entertaining. It's 16 minutes. Perfect, perfect. It's like when you watched, I used to go to the drive-in with my friends, and there would always be two films, so one feature film and then a shorter one afterwards. So this was a nice little treat. Watch June, which is epic, and then the On Record documentary. Tell me more about it.
It was probably even though it was lockdown, it was some of the best fun we've ever had, wasn't it? We made it in 2 weeks after March the 20th when everyone into lockdown. Gary was pretty much the main. I did the content and the kind of storyboarding and things like that, and Gary was the technical wizard on the other end of, and it just brought us all together, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much no real script, wasn't there? We asked like people to send us clips that they could have on the video, and so they could be in a promo. It's going to be a promo for I'm a Man, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And it started off as being about a minute long, and then we just kept going, and people kept sending us stuff, and it just went mad.
It was great, and it kept us so busy because we were literally just so excited about releasing Viva La Evolution. We had a gig planned with Tiger Mendoza in May to release the song. Mm-hmm. And suddenly everything went down, and we were so excited about where we were going and what we were doing, and we were like, we can't stop this energy. So we recorded a video for Viva La Evolution and a documentary in like 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, we were all a little psycho, I'm not going to lie, and there was a lot of cans of Stella involved. And Mike was, Mike is such a performer. You could just, me and Gary could tell him to do anything, and he'll basically just like play up to the camera. So
possible I wrote all the glitters after.
Yeah, probably. Oh, I think that's how it goes. Yeah.
I would award you with best actor for that film.
Did you see his Marlon Brando?
Yeah.
I had to film that.
You were just sitting in the same spot the whole time, I think, wearing those sunglasses. And it's a rather random documentary, but fun to watch. And again, I can just tell you really don't mind putting your art out there, and it's not censored in any way. It's just, it's coming straight from your heart. And
yeah. Well, the amazing thing was all of our friends and family, they're the people that made the clips. They're the people that made the documentary. And when we asked everyone, it was such a weird time. We got absolutely inundated with stuff, didn't we? Like the August list, our mums and dads, you know, family, cousins,
kids.
Jamie from Glasshouse. Yeah. Yeah. There were so many people, you know, Tiger sent in a clip. Mm. It was brilliant.
Even
and it's
Martin Newton.
Yeah, Martin Newton, Tim Turan. It was hilarious.
Yeah, when I was watching it, I saw Tim Turan, and I know he's a big audio guy. He like records stuff.
He does our mastering, yeah.
I used to work in a cigar shop on the high street years ago. Yeah. It was called Frederick Tranter. Right. And he would come into that shop, like this must have been 15 years ago or something. And I would chat to him and he would talk about his mastering and audio and all of that. And then when I watched the documentary, I was like, no way, it's him. And then the same happened with, what's his name? Oh, I knew this was going to happen. Fergus.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know Fergus. He comes to the cinema nights we put on, There I go again. What is it called? Cinema Under the Stairs. I do that, yeah. And Fergus turns up. And then there was a few other people. And then at the end, obviously there were a few other people. There were loads of people involved, which is lovely. Yeah. And at the end, the credits come down and it's like Deadbeat's friends. And there's you got a lot of friends.
Yeah, it was really...
Not anymore.
No, it was
they
lovely.
Did yeah.
Well, you do because you bring a lot of excitement and joy, and you've got a great dedicated following in Oxford, and I can imagine further afield, because people know they're always going to have a good time. It's always going to be fun, and there's going to be amazing things to look at, amazing people to look at.
Not so much of the things.
No. A thing could be anything.
It could. I don't want to get indicted again. So the other thing about this is you won't be able to see, but we move up a capo, up a fret for pretty much as we go along this journey in the Deadbeats.
We noticed because we started this a journey for our songwriting, and the capo goes up and up and up. And so we run out of room, and I'm just go back down again. So it's very much gets much. Much mileage out of that chord sequence.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this one's inspired, but also probably our most notorious. Successful but notorious single. Yeah,
we haven't retired yet.
No.
We thought we would, didn't we?
Or be retired.
I don't think you wait for Warren to say that you know he was ready.
Oh, no, sorry. I was letting it just flow naturally.
He's what so mauve.
Someone will have to stay on guard.
What I was going to say is I get really confused when people talk about guitars, and you said you're going to move the capo up, but the way you were moving it, in my head, it looks like it's going down.
Oh, yes.
I get and then the top fret and the bottom, it's
Gary's
really confusing.
Gary's brain's upside down.
No, if you think about it, yes, it's going that way, but tonally it's going
down. Oh, okay, I get it. That's good. I never knew that.
Tune in next week for next week's lesson.
G-bomb guitar lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy.
Very good. I'm happy.
It's hard that you sink when you know you can swim.
And it's hard taking part when you know you can't win.
You wanna go with it, but you think you'll go blind.
Are we in this together? Leave no one behind.
I thought I knew better, but I never did.
I never let go, cause I wanted to live.
It's time to make changes, believe me this time.
I'm changing my ways before I change my mind.
And I
pride always precedes a fall.
in spite of it all. Is it better to live when there's no time to die?
When all that is lost looks you straight in the eye.
The time that has passed has never stood still.
Are we losing the fight or just losing the will?
You thought you knew better, but you never did.
I never let go, cause I wanted to live.
It's time to make changes, believe me this time.
I'm changing my ways.
And pride always proceeds a fall in spite of it all. In spite of it all. Go on and take my heart. I don't want it back.
I'll play your queen and you can play my jack.
And I never want another.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll leave
in spite of it all.
And I'll give
till you had it all.
And I'll leave
making sense of it all.
And pride always proceeds to fall. Proceed to fall in spite of it all. In spite of it all. In spite of it all.
Thank you.
That's brilliant, and that song's done really well for you, hasn't it? It's, I think it was best song of 2022 on Get Radio.
Yeah. It should have, Ronan, if you're listening, it should have been number one in Night Shift that year, but, you know, let you off. You're a nice bloke.
Number seven, that's still a high accolade.
I'll take it. Yeah,
not
absolutely.
Number one, Warren. Come on, number seven. Who remembers number seven?
Who remembers number one?
No. See, in the Shell's got the magazine framed on the wall, like with that page, and she's blacked out everything and then put a little line at the bottom of the seven.
I haven't.
Change it to one. But yeah, the number one spot isn't, like, remember Pop Idol, was it called?
Mm.
Who won that with Gareth Gates and Will Young?
Will Young.
He won it. Yeah. And then Gareth Gates came second or something?
Yeah, he got Katie Price.
Yeah, he got together with her for a while. But
something wrong with Katie. Thank you.
But what I mean is that first place isn't always the best, I suppose. I mean, Will Young's done really well, but at the time, Gareth Gates' career started off a bit better.
I am loving
after
the
that.
Comparison.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Anyway,
this is going to go down in history.
Who was seventh?
We're going to work on that.
Who was seventh?
Who wants to be number one?
I used to work with Will Young before he was famous. Yeah, in the Grand Cafe on the High Street.
Was he a nice guy?
He was the nicest guy ever.
He's great.
He used to do the wash-up section in the Grand Cafe, and that was, the wash-up section was just to the end of the bar. There was this tiny dishwasher and then two sinks, and he would always get covered in water. Like, he literally, his white shirt was soaked through, completely wet. But he was a very, very, very nice guy. I mean, I'm sure he still is, but yeah, it was great working with him. And I remember him saying he's going off to do some audition, and he explained what it was, and I think it was Pop Idol, and we just kind of were like, oh, cool, that's nice. And the next thing, he wasn't there anymore because he kind of made it, didn't he? So yeah,
with his white shirt soaking.
Yeah, yeah, he got really wet and very.
Was it clinging to him?
Pretty much, yeah. But it would always become untucked, and he rolled his sleeves up really badly too. They were never neatly folded up. It was just scruffy. There you go. You can have that one for free.
You've heard it at first, kids.
That I think was all of the songs from you this evening, or do you have another one?
We have one more.
Ooh, lovely.
Yeah. So this is more about where we're heading, really. So
this was very much the three of us, isn't it? Which is what we're sort of heading towards now. The three of us sort of probably collaborating together, writing together. Gary will often bring a riff and Mike and I will sort of find the melody and the lyrics. But I had a dream that I'd been to space and I woke up and it was like my brain had been removed. And I was walking along the landing and in the middle of the night and Mike saw me and I was like, I've been to space!
So it's so, down.
So from that, we wrote a song that was kind of about that dream world and about not wanting to get too boring and sort of the fairground and still having that excitement whilst still wanting to kind of be grounded. It's a little weird one.
Yeah, it's called Carousel though.
Be good tonight. Take me on your merry-go-round. I've been to space. Your rocking horse is more my style.
I've been feeling lonely. I've been feeling lonely. I've been feeling lonely. Oh, I've been feeling lonely. I've been feeling lonely. I've been feeling lonely. Oh.
Be bad tonight. Take me on your carousel ride. I've been to space. Your white stallion is more my style.
I've been feeling lonely. I've been feeling lonely. I've been feeling lonely. Oh, I've been feeling lonely. I've been feeling lonely. I've been feeling lonely. Oh,
tonight, take me on a carousel ride. I've been to space. Your white stallion is more my style.
I've been feeling lonely. I've been feeling lonely. I've been feeling lonely. Oh, I've been feeling lonely. I've been feeling lonely. I've been feeling lonely. Oh.
Is going the carousel. I'll go to space happily. That's so nice. Wow. I remember there's some lovely carousels in England in the spring and the summer. You see them, they're beautiful. Whenever I see them, I want to take photos and I go right up close to the little horses and stuff and take pictures of their faces.
Yeah, man.
It's so innocent and fun.
Yeah, that was a really lovely song. I'm so happy you performed that here. And if this is where you're heading, it's just great.
Yeah, that's the first play. That's the first time. Yeah. I don't even think the band's heard it in full.
Have they? They've heard the electronic version.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's a bit it's a much more electronic version, much more keyboard-led. Came out of me buying a new plug-in on my computer. I've got some sounds from Depeche Mode, and I just got carried away.
I don't even know who they are.
And that's a lot lies. Of where we're going as well. It's like a lot of the new stuff, which is stuff we've actually been sitting on for a while, has made it into this set that we're doing now. And a lot of other stuff we're working on, which is like Carousel and a couple of others, is kind of reinforcing that. So it's with this new lineup, with this, the way we're playing and the material we got at the moment, we hope it could be the start of our best chapter yet.
Yeah, interesting. And
the
80s,
right?
Yeah.
Wow. And I love electronic music. I love a bit of synth, and Depeche Mode is an all-time favorite. So if you're getting influences from that, that's really exciting. And then where can we hear this live? There's going to be something soon, this song, Carousel. Day of the Dead Beats?
Yeah, so Day of the Dead Beats, which is the 2nd of March at the Isis Farmhouse. It's number 20, and it is the last one. We've got Johnny Payne, you know, the Oxford dreamboat that he is, with his luscious blonde hair, and he's bringing his thunders with him. So he's opening the show, and we've got Killer Kowalski, who are one of our favourite new bands in Oxford. Absolutely brilliant. And then we're going to play the penultimate act. And then Canadia, who were in this very spot last week, they're going to close the show. So
we're basically neighbours. We rehearse next door to each other on a Wednesday. Yeah, so we're kind of like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah. And we love them. And they've never done Day of the Dead Beats. And to finish off with them as the last act is going to be epic. So, yeah, and it's free. And it's from 8. It's from at the Isis. It's great. And then,
come down and party with us.
Yeah, I'm planning on doing that.
Yeah. I think it's one of the best. Yeah, don't want to disrespect anyone who's come before, but yeah,
all the ones together.
Yeah, quite possibly. Yeah.
Well, you've got it's a brilliant lineup, and it's so cool to know that you've brought these bands together, and you're putting on this show for free, and it's bound to be epic, as you say, and for Canada to finish it off, it's huge.
Mm. Yeah, and big thank you to the Isis for their support over the years, because it was a chance meeting when Adrian and Noreen took over, however many years ago that was. Got chatting at the bar, which they're musicians, I'm a musician, like, oh, right, do you want to do something? Yeah, okay. And we wouldn't have been able to do what we've done. We wouldn't have lasted as long as we have without that as a base, because it always kept earning us a little bit of tick over money, and everything we make goes back into what we do. So, yeah, just being able to develop in a place like that's been really important for us.
And is that the 20th one on Saturday? Is that 20 years, or did you do more?
No,
it's 7 years, 7 months.
Okay.
And we just, even though it's been an amazing, you know, we felt like it had legs, you know, we could go on forever. Yeah. We also don't, you know, like to do new things. We're thinking of a different kind of format, changing the venues around, still going to the Isis because we love performing there, but maybe sort of starting it off with sort of more of an open mic, couple of acts, and then we're thinking a DJ at the end of the night, and then in the intervals, sort of through
it. Yeah, they compare kind of the whole night
around
them.
So making it just sort of, you know, similar but a bit different. So that's really exciting, because we've got kind of lots of ideas, haven't we, that we want to develop, and we don't like to stay still for too long.
And it's also it's tough out there at the moment. It's tough in the gigging world at the moment, trying to get people to come out. All last year was hard work, like really hard work.
Maybe they don't like us, Mike.
But I think it's bigger than that. I think it's just like venues closing, people finding it more difficult to be able to afford to go out, and that's why it's important for us to be able to do these nights that are free, so everybody can come along, and we need you need the support from the venue for that, because that's got to cover that up for us.
New bands get a raw deal, really, because a lot of venues charge so much to get in, you know, and who's going to charge a lot? Who's going to see a band for 15 quid if they don't know who they are? But, you know, you put them on somewhere like the Isis or, you know, the Handlebar, where we can keep the costs down. You just get a bigger audience.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a great gig coming up with the August List on Friday the 19th of April. So there, Gary's also plays guitar in the August List, and we've played with them on several occasions, and yeah, they're my favourite band in Oxford. So we're teaming up again. The last time we teamed up was at the Port Mahon before COVID, so it's going to be brilliant.
That's Christmas as well, when we do it the same.
At the all day, but in terms of the one we've put on, it's going to be the first for a while, so that's going to be
awesome. At the Handlebar Cafe on St Michael's Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice venue too. Yeah,
that's great. They've been really good to us. And Celine, we know Celine and Ollie, her husband, who was in the Epstein. They sort of like, a bit like the ISIS, just embraced us, let us kind of do our thing. So we feel really lucky. Yeah,
and they're really lucky to have you. We're all lucky to have you. You bring people out and they come and party and socialize, and that keeps us alive, especially after COVID, where people are more likely, I don't know, I didn't do any research, but I'm thinking that people are used to staying in and they don't really want to go out as much. And I think we miss out on a great deal of socializing.
I mean, we understand completely, because I think the three of the band are like that. We all are staying in a lot more than we would have done. So it's you know, we're just reflective of, you know, most of the public.
And I suppose what happened was a big deal, and it will take time for all of us to heal. But these moments where you can get out and enjoy yourselves, it's really important. I've got one more little fun thing to do before we conclude, and that's a little quiz.
Yes.
And I've got a book here. It's called The Enemy Music Quiz Book. And if you know the answer, just say it out loud. And
more like a quiz.
I was thinking of a buzzer. I'm not very good at games. But, I was thinking of getting a buzzer or something, but that's why I said just call it out like a quiz. And my favorite part of this is my favorite chapter in this book is called Controversy, Excess, All Areas. And I think that would appeal to the Deadbeat Apostles. So the first question is question number 13, lucky 13. Partying hard in Bangkok's Oriental Hotel in 1989, one rock star incurred a bill of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Then on refusing to vacate the premises, he was shot with a tranquilizer dart and removed on a stretcher by soldiers. He certainly made it hot in the city, but who was he?
It's got to be Billy Idol, isn't it?
Billy Idol, yeah.
Bingo.
Yes.
Would you have got that before the end?
Oh, yeah.
No, probably not
in the city. I thought
it was going to be... I was going to say Alice Cooper.
I was going to go like Nikki Sixx or something.
Barry
like
Manilow.
Oh, he's done some crazy stuff too. Yeah. I saw Billy Idol perform in the Palm Hotel, I think, in Vegas.
Wow. Oh, nice.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And I met one of the band members afterwards near the casino, and I asked him about a particular song that I thought Billy Idol was lip-syncing. And I had a bit to drink, and I actually said to him, was he lip-syncing? And he said, I'm not going to answer that.
Ooh.
And I said, okay. Awkward. But it was a great gig. I loved it. Just, I don't mind if he lip-synced the whole thing. Hi, Billy.
Billy Idol named a generation as well, didn't he? Generation X.
He did.
Oh, did he name it?
Well, he was in a band called Generation X. And Generation X was called something different, and I can't remember what it was, but it's really boring. And they thought, actually, let's call it Generation X.
I don't believe him. When we got together after lockdown, he told me that COVID-19 was called COVID-19 because it was discovered in 2019.
But that Generation X story is definitely...
I believe you.
All right. Itchy chin.
Two more questions because they're fun. Question 14. Cocaine use was so prevalent at the recording sessions for one mega-selling 70s album that the band in question considered including their dealer in the credits. Name the band, and for a bonus point, name the album.
Fleetwood Mac.
Rolling Stones.
Fleetwood Mac.
And the album?
Rumours.
Yes. Yeah, Mike, you're on my team. That's really good.
You can't touch this.
Maybe that's the answer to the next question.
The final question. The 70s. At the notoriously bohemian launch party for one album, guests were greeted by dwarves with trays of top drawer cocaine strapped to their heads. Their entertainment included a man who bit the heads off live chickens, no, not Aussie, transsexual strippers, naked dancers in bamboo cages, and nude wrestling in a pit of liver. Name the band, and for an extra point, what was the album in question?
Roxy Music.
No, come on, you know this one, don't you?
Do I? Is it my 14th birthday.
That's the one, bingo.
I've seen the birthday.
I don't know. That's weird because I've heard this one a few times, and you know when you sometimes think everyone knows but they clearly don't. The answer is Queen, and the album was Jazz.
We found a new respect for Queen lady, but when we were growing up, my mum and dad liked them. Yeah. So anyone that, even though now I can kind of go, oh yeah, no Queen. When I was growing up, it was like anything they liked, no way.
Absolutely.
Rebel.
Queen, you couldn't listen to Queen.
But you revisited.
I would like to have been at that party, though.
Yeah, you can appreciate
Sounds
it.
Sounds wild.
Biting heads off of dwarves.
Yeah. No, chickens.
Oh.
Yeah, it sounds mad. Sounds mad.
That's what he said.
It said it in that book. I just read it. That was fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you to Ian doing the photography and the filming. And Ian again, for doing the audio, and he's going to do the mixing and everything.
Yeah, thank
and
you guys. It's been brilliant. Thank
it's been fantastic.
So
yeah, really good.
Good. I'm glad, and I wasn't disappointed. I knew I wouldn't be, but I was so excited, like I said at the beginning, to hear these songs in a different way, and it really hit the spot. It was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And all the best for your 20th Day of the Deadbeats and your Handlebar gig with the August List, and I'm sure it's going to be loads of fun.
To the moon, Ma.
Every time, take me to space. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We'll open up the strong box. What's in your shed? Pictures and treasures and the books that we read. What's in your shed? What's in your shed?